a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
This is the Maggie Dawn Show. My name is Jim Santel, sitting in guest hosting for Maggie today in this, the second hour of our broadcast, along with my fantastic producer, Cardi. We're taking your phone calls also at 855-752-4842. Your comments on the line. Text us, be a part of our discussion as we talk about this major speech given just yesterday by our incoming president. His name is Donald Trump. He's going to be the president in 28 days from now. He was speaking to a group called America Fest in Phoenix, talking an awful lot about immigration and how on the same day, the first day, he's going to close our border, largest deportation operation in American history. Kind of light on details, as always. Didn't say exactly who would be deported or when, how that would happen. But he promised along the way to designate Mexican drug cartels as terror organizations. And he said that every cartel operating on American soil will be dismantled, deported, and destroyed. Now, the law enforcement interest, yes, in addressing crime is significant. That is important. And all administrations are going after an attempt to reduce and eliminate the impact of Mexican drug cartels, any drug cartel. His, however, of course, has a certain bent to it that others do not, and that is the reason for the concern about his omnibus, very broad-speaking policy when it comes to deportations of people who, from his view, need to be deported. All of that coming out of his speech. Once again, yesterday, this historic slate of executive orders, he said, that he is going to issue to close borders and eliminate from our population a significant portion of the people who are residing here today, who in many ways, as we well know, support our economy, keep us alive in many ways, both economically and in terms of our own health and physical vitality. An awful lot of economic support and even social support by our immigrant populations. We'll see exactly what an immigration policy under Donald Trump looks like under his Homeland Security Department. As I said, we're also always delighted to entertain phone calls, and we've got coming in from Prairie du Sac, Mark, appreciate your call, appreciate your comment, your question, your observation here on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. One thing that really caught my eye is seeing the headlines this morning is, in addition to the whole immigrant thing, and that's going to be just a, I can see a lot of horrors. I mean, I just see parallels of that, of World War II Germany, of Jews being declared non-citizens and others declared non-citizens and just deported to the death camps and the concentration camps. But the whole thing that the misunderstanding that these people have about our treaties, I mean, the Panama Canal Treaty, you know, that's Panamanian territory now. We ceded that territory back to Panama, a nation we've more or less created because they broke away from Colombia. If I remember my history right, we supported the Panamanians in their revolution against Colombia, the nation of Colombia, and to build the canal. And it is just the ignorance on the part of probably Donald Trump. He probably doesn't understand anything about that treaty. I mean, except what he's been told. He can throw this stuff out there. I'm just going to just cancel the treaty, and that's going to be American territory again. And that is just utter nonsense.
It does, and it underscores once again, Mark, what you so articulately say, which is the concern I think that so many of has, you included, is that putting aside the policy, which of course is number one on the list, he finally doesn't understand how government works, he doesn't understand how international engagements work. These attempts to do things unilaterally, whether it's to build a wall on our southern border with Mexico and requiring somehow that Mexico pay for it, all these other things, another referenced in this speech and other times. First term, of course, he was also talking about purchasing Greenland. Remember that? And that recurs again in his speech in Phoenix just this past week. Greenland, of course, although it's a quasi-independent entity and has its own trappings of government, it's owned by Denmark. And we don't simply purchase lands. We don't simply purchase other portions of nations or other nations themselves. And again, part of this on our agenda, Mark, appreciate so much your commentary, not only about the substance, But the president, during the course of his speech, also talking about the Panama Canal. He called it stupid. That was his word. Stupid that the United States agreed in the 1970s, this was Jimmy Carter, to return to the canal to Panamanian control after a period of joint control. He accused Panama during the course of this speech he gave just yesterday of charging fees to United States shippers that were, in his words, ridiculous. He called them highly unfair. And he vowed that he would end that under his administration. He talked about Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter, one of the most decent, if not the most decent person ever to occupy the presidency. Jimmy Carter, still with us today in the wake of his admittedly one term as president between 1977 and 1981, accomplished an awful lot. And certainly in his post-presidency, one of the most important leaders in America and around the nation for what he is and has done to this day. We owe an awful lot to Jimmy Carter. Criticized Jimmy Carter for doing this. He did sell basically the Panama Canal back to the Panamanians for $1. That, of course, is just the contract provision that accomplished that. But criticized him for doing that when, in fact, that promotes the international economic stability that Jimmy Carter and others at that time and to this day want to endorse. We, of course, when we hear about these things, including the Panamanian leadership, they respond in abject horror and disbelief and describe the fact once again that Donald Trump does not understand history, as Mark, you just said, does not understand what the treaties are all about. And while the Panamanian leadership does not call Donald Trump stupid, it does basically indicate that this kind of proposal is ridiculous. Donald Trump went on to say this complete ripoff of our country there in Panama must immediately stop. It's going to stop, he said. He threatened that if it did not, we will demand that the Panama Canal be returned to the United States of America. Didn't say how that would happen, given that the canal was returned to Panamanian control through, as Mark, you just said accurately, a treaty. It was signed by both countries, but his comments came just hours, again, after he posted a similar harangue about Panama. And that happened, of course, on social media late Saturday night before he talked about this on Sunday. Panama and Greenland continue to occupy the focus of this incoming president. 28 days from now, he takes the oath of office. More about this speech when the Maggie Dawn Show continues here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media.
And may all your Christmases.